It's just after 22:11, and wonderful to be broadcasting from Kaitaia to Bluff. In fact, to be broadcasting all over this nation and to be encouraging people wherever they live, whichever communities they're from, to join us in prayer. Because earlier this morning, Diane, we were at the Auckland prayer breakfast, but let's not stop at the Bombay Hills. Let's keep this prayer thing happening and encourage people to pray all over New Zealand.
Yeah, it would seem such a shame if we couldn't bring to you some of the really cool things that were talked about and discussed and prayed about this morning at the prayer breakfast, because they're issues facing the whole of New Zealand.
So we're turning this, instead of it just being an Auckland prayer breakfast, it's kind of like a New Zealand prayer morning tea.
That's the one.
So I do hope you need to supply your own catering on this one, but I do hope you can join with us as we pray. And certainly one of the areas of prayer, and one of the most powerful and impressive speakers at the event this morning, Nikki Bray from Family Life, talking all about the importance of righteousness, well-being, and family and marriage. Here's what she had to say.
Good morning. My name is Nikki Bray, and I get the privilege to lead us into prayer for marriage and family. My husband Andy and I have been leading the Ministry of Family Life now for about 24 years, and I know we don't look old enough, but we've been doing it for quite a long time now. And the goal is to equip and inspire couples to be successfully married for a lifetime, which is not a very popular thing these days. We had a recent getaway, marriage event, and here's what one husband actually said when he came away from it. He said, "Where do I start? I thought we were coming to hopefully fix my wife, but it turns out that I had as many, if not more, issues than her. And this has literally saved my marriage. You've inspired me to give 100%, not only to my wife, but to my children as well." You know, comments like these fuel my passion for building strong marriages and families, not only in Auckland, but also in our nation. But you know, you might be surprised to learn where that passion comes from. For me, it's grown out of a very messy upbringing. My mum had been divorced twice. She's also had a couple of failed de facto relationships. I spent 1 year in an Air Force children's home when I was 5 years old. And then my teenage years, I was moved around to different sets of guardians who also got divorced. Now, you probably all know the statistics, being leaders, that with that kind of background, I was 5 times more likely to commit suicide and 10 times more likely to have psychological issues. And if Jesus hadn't revealed himself to me when I was a student at university, I think I could have succumbed to at least one of those. But it was a church initiative that was to help young students navigate life in a new city that was a saving grace for me. A local church family kind of adopted us new students while we studied for 3 years at uni. And I got to see firsthand how marriage and family life is meant to work when God is present. And I was invited round for Sunday lunches, for dinners, for sleepovers. And seeing that family made a huge difference in how I viewed marriage, because with my background, my brokenness, I'd given up on that whole concept of marriage, but now I had a completely different picture. Fortunately, when Andy and I got married, we went to one of our family life getaways, and we learned how to actually build a marriage according to God's plan, what that looked like. And at that time, just 1 year into our young marriage, little did we know what we would face. 17 years of my husband Andy on a kidney dialysis machine, 2 kidney transplants, cancer, a serious stroke, that's not me by the way, it's all him, 2 heart attacks, and the tragic death of our oldest daughter Natasha at just 16 years old in the Elam OPC canyoning disaster in 2008. Now, why do I tell you all that? Because we've been told that when we share our own journey at our marriage events without being aware, we've been modeling to other couples that despite serious challenges in life, we can all find deep significance and satisfaction in our marriages. But I want us to think about this. Our marriages are taking place on a spiritual battlefield, not on a romantic balcony. A spiritual battlefield, not a romantic balcony. And in Genesis, Satan targeted Adam and Eve, and he attempted to destroy their relationship with their creator and also with each other. And he is doing the same today. We would all do well to remember this. My spouse is not my enemy. Marriage is under attack as educators and politicians and the media try to redefine it. In fact, I can't recall one politician in this recent election who raised the idea that building strong marriages might just be one of the answers to many of our problems that weigh down our nation today. We all live in a beautiful country. It is so majestic that New Zealand even has a nickname. It's God's Own. And isn't that interesting when sadly so many in our great nation don't know the God who created it? But those of us are here today who are married have one of the most amazing tools to tell people about God. It's a marriage built upon Jesus Christ. And just as that church family modeled to me a different vision all those years ago, you too are modeling your marriage to others in your community. Your marriage is more significant than you might think. By living out God's principles for marriage in our own lives, in unconditional love, mutual respect, understanding, and forgiveness, we are reflecting God to a younger generation who desperately needs Him. I'd like us all to commit to rebuilding the family in our spheres of influence, one marriage, one home at a time. And may God grant us favor, not just in our own families, but also in the lives of others. And may each of our legacies be mighty.
That is Nikki Bray, and certainly some wonderful encouragement to pray there. And look, wherever you're listening in from, whatever your own situation is, do join with us and pray through these particular points. I know there'll be people listening and joining and agreeing in prayer all over New Zealand. So just while we're doing that, here's a song from Lifehouse on Remembrance You and Me.